You're listening to SBS News.
The federal budget includes renewed funding for the National Schools Chaplaincy Program on a permanent basis. That's drawn sharp criticism from the Australian Education Union. The program will include a new focus on stopping bullying and will cost nearly $250 million over 4 years. Union National President Karina Haythorpe says the money could be better spent elsewhere.
We want to see fair funding now for preschools. We want to see fair funding now for our schools and for TAFE. This is not a settled matter, and we know that parents right across Australia will be vastly disappointed with this federal budget.
The New South Wales Teachers Federation calculates the budget contains $270 million in new cuts to the vocational education and training sector. President Maureen Mulheron says it's a disgrace.
This will affect every TAFE college across the country, and in particular will affect those colleges in rural and remote areas of Australia that are the only institution that many young people need in order to gain the skills that we need in this country.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has defended his government's decision to stretch the waiting time for migrants to access various parenting and family benefits from 3 to 4 years.
Permanent migrants that come through the system come as skilled migrants, overwhelmingly. And of course they come here on the basis that they are going to be employed. They come here to meet the demands of our economy, and it's only right that they should be working here for some time before they would become entitled to that type of benefit.
Australian aid groups are warning overseas projects will have to be scaled back after the government cut $141 million from the aid budget. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has told Sky News foreign aid is good politics.
If Australia abandons and leaves the region, then we create a vacuum which others will fill. So I just say to some of those people who say foreign aid's just a waste of time, it is not only a good thing to do to help people, but it's also, I think, good strategic.
So it'll start to increase again if you win.
Well, we're going to crunch our numbers and see what we can do. But I don't start from the ideological predisposition that foreign aid is just unworthy or unnecessary.
Mr. Shorten will deliver his budget reply speech on Thursday night. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.